Russell, this is Steven. I love Zuzu Pets. I think this is going to be a number one hit toy. I'm sure you're selling millions. Tell me a little bit about this wonderful idea that you have here.
The Zuzu Pets is a product line we introduced in May in test. What it is we've taken what has been a very rich pattern of children's basically interaction with real living rodents vis-a-vis what you buy in a pet store, and we basically built effectively a lifelike hamster and a lifelike habit trail, and blended it together, then mixed in with some magical pixie dust, of course, basically cars and spiral ramps and wheels, which are fairly standard for hamsters now, and balls, which you see for hamsters. But we've got all sorts of goodies as well in this magical world that keep coming, like boats and planes and other things.
Well, you know what's amazing, Russell? They look like they are alive. I mean, they look like they do things randomly. Is that something you have built into each one, the movement?
Yeah, they are, actually. They are, Stephen. We actually have a smart IC inside this particular, our little Zuzu Pets, and they are able to read where they are, and essentially what they do is they'll decide whether or not they're going to follow the directed pattern or not. We give them that ability so that they are, in fact, random. If we made this product like many people have historically through time and toys, it would be just a try me, just basically another watch me toy. We wanted that random dynamic. It was very, very critical. That's the beauty of it. You never know what they're going to do.
Well, you know, that's what I love about it. And I'm watching your commercial here, and it almost looks like it's like a city, kind of, isn't it? I mean, they drive cars. They're in this ball that rolls around. They're doing, looks like a slide. I mean, it's almost, it's a whole environment, isn't it, Russell?
It is. It is indeed. We built this out so that essentially the kids would be find a new play pattern. I mean, one of the things, Stephen, that's been missing from the industry has been innovation. And oddly enough, we find that some of the best products are always right there in front of us, and it's just being able to twist the mirror, so to speak. So when you look at this line, it's a combination of taking what you saw with Disney's Silly Symphonies or what you see with Stuart Little, and basically twisting the mirror and rolling it all up into one, so that you can effectively build that world and then add on those drops of magic, which is, in fact, Mr. Squiggles or one of the other characters, Num-Nums or Pipsqueak, jumping in the car and driving off, or one of the hamsters going into the basically a bedroom or a disco and having great music go off, or perhaps, as you'll see coming soon, one of the hamsters basically jumping up on a pizzeria and running a conveyor belt and making pizza, and it's falling off into a motorcycle that's being delivered by hamsters.
How do you, Russell, tell me, how do you come up with an idea like this? I mean, when did you come up with it? How long does it take? Where does the inspiration come from?
This actually started in October of last year. We were kicking around a store and looking at building systems. And one of them, obviously, was Lego. And it was, the question really is, or was, can we build a vital living system that allows for a build-out and at the same time has got a living world inside of it? Because when you look at Lego, I mean, it's a great, wonderful world, but it's a world of an imagination, and you build it. What Zuzu was and is, was the combination of basically taking the build and the magic of basically the hamster and or other characters and putting it inside these worlds, so that you have that major magic that just basically turns the light bulb on for kids. Because, you know, the beauty of this is that kids, they've got the greatest imaginations in the world. We're just trying to fill in a little bit for them right now.
Got it. You know, you have it currently selling, I see, at Walmart, Toys R Us. Can you find this everywhere now? Is it going to be at, let's say, at Target and everybody else? Is it still coming, or is he still rolling it out? What's going to come up for Christmas?
It's at Toys R Us. Of course, it's at Walmart. It is also at Target. And it's with every major retailer, and we are shipping as much as we can to try and fill the demand. Regrettably, and I do mean that, we don't like to see lines forming outside, waiting for any product, much less ours. And we're doing everything we possibly can to try and ease that. And this, Stephen, is a problem right now. I mean, we're making a very large amount of product daily, and it's being shipped daily. We just can't make it fast enough because the product literally hits the store, and within 30 seconds to a couple of minutes, it's gone. I mean, we can't seem to keep a footprint, which is, it's a great problem to have for us, but it's also a burden because we don't want to make our customers unhappy. And our customers are basically, just like I was when I was buying Cabbage Patch, you know, you get tired of looking for it, but your children, they just stay on you. So I'm very respectful of that and definitely want to make sure that everything is working the right way. And that means we got to ship more goods.
You have a long history in the toy industry, don't you, Russell?
I do, yes.
What advice can you give someone that would like to get in this industry that's very creative? I mean, you've done something that's remarkable. It's a hit toy. That's not easy to do. But what advice would you give someone that's just starting out that says, look, I want to get in this industry? What would you suggest?
I would suggest find yourself, truthfully, go find yourself a smaller company. You can learn basically sort of from that person that is a mentor. You'll find a smaller company, people will generally tend to reach out. You're going to have a much wider path and basically an ability to gain and garner information about what actually it's like in order to build a business in this world where you're competing against the likes of Mattel's and Hasbro's and other folks out there. One of the things that I will tell you, Stephen, as you ask this question, is for kids, it's about everybody keeping their stamina and understanding that these things, they just don't happen overnight. But you can have lots of successes if you believe and if you work smart. That's why it's important to find the right group of people to work with. Once you have that, you learn. And then you can take a path, which is, hey, I want to do this all, or I want to do it with a team of people that I'm with. Or maybe you want to graduate and take what you've learned and go to a bigger company. I've always been one that has been and retained basically independence. And, for good, bad, or indifferent, it's happened. You know, I did work at Mattel many, many, many years ago, and I enjoyed it for the year and a half that I was there, but it's been a nice run. And as you said, it's definitely not something that happens with those about particularly finding something that it becomes a phenomenon. Been a long time, 30 years in this business or 35 years doing this, and really lots of successes, but nothing like what this particular line is right now or this platform.
Well, you know what's interesting? As I'm watching the commercial you have here, that instantly you know it's exciting, it's a hit, it's fun, it's interactive, it's got all those elements. Did you know that, Russell, when you this idea came and you started working on it, that you had a hit on your hands? And was your gut telling you that?
Sure, our gut was. But how big is the hit? And wow, I wish you were a buyer. because I can tell you just imagine major economic woes for our country and the world, trying to sell a new concept, new platform, young company that has certainly had its wonderful trials and tribulations. again, more about the American spirit of never giving up. And basically, you know, here comes Zuzu around the corner, and people are looking at it. Even after Phoenix was tested off the charts, people are looking at this cross eye going, I'm not sure I really want to gamble on this, you know, because it's not a Barbie doll, or it's, you know, or it's not basically, you know, blocks and blocks, but it wouldn't mean blocks. I'm talking about literally blocks that you play with.
Was there a time, Russell, when you wanted to throw your hands up and go, I'm going to walk away?
Sure. I think everybody faces that. You know, I think I certainly probably came close to that. This is not the first time I've been involved in trials and tribulations. This product is very interesting, Stephen, because it's been a series of hurdles. You know, from the ideation started in October, we actually tooled it and was ready for it in January in Hong Kong. We showed in a hotel room, which is literally probably the size of a normal U.S. bathroom. There was lots of people that liked it, but nobody was jumping up and down. We got our orders in from our retailers. Support was pretty scant. As a result of that, we basically took it to test, and fortunately, Toys R Us and Walmart, they were willing to test, and you know, from that point, everything is kind of taken a roll, but it's been with a lot of effort. I mean, this has not been easy. Nobody's rolled out and just rolls over and says, here's your business, go do it. It's been one hurdle after another hurdle after another hurdle.
Well, Russell, I want to thank you for spending some time with us, and I expect there's some great things this Christmas. I expect this is going to be the number one hit toy, and I also think you've got some other stuff coming after this that's on the drawing board now. That's going to expand this on for a long time. I see this thing living for a long time.
Thanks, Stephen. And we do have lots of stuff coming. We look forward to talking to you again, and I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thank you very much, Russell.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.